This is a commutation hearing for Mark S. Cochran. Mr. Cochran is currently serving a 6.5-year sentence for aggravated taken identity. He is asking for a 3-year reduction in that sentence. His current SED date is January 11, 2021. If he received the 3 years, his SED date would be July 4th of 2017. He's also seeking a 1-year reduction in a sentence that he's serving on dangerous drug violation. He's serving a 4.5-year sentence on that. His SED date is January 11, 2021. If he received the 1 year, his SED date would then be July 4th of 2017. On his other charge, he was serving a 4.5-year sentence for taking identity of another. His SED date on that charge is January 11, 2021. He's asking for a 1-year reduction in sentence, which would bring his sentence date down to July 4th, 2021. This is a case involving Mr. Cochran and his wife. They were friends with a couple, and they took their ID, used their ID, and got a couple of credit cards to use their ID. They were finally arrested when they tried to forge some ID and buy a vehicle in their name, according to the police report, which states that in the present offense, Price Police Department, according to the Price Police Department report, the defendant unsuccessfully attempted to use the victim's identity in the form of a W-2 and a forged driver's license to purchase a new vehicle, Nissan, at the auto dealership. The victim was the employee of another victim who had previously hired the defendant and co-defendant to manage payroll and business taxes. They had, however, at the time that they arrested him, they did find two separate credit cards in the possession of the victims that they had been using. They were then sentenced with according to the plea agreement. According to Mr. Cochran, he feels that the sentence was excessive. He didn't understand exactly why he was. He said he was upset that he felt guilty about using the credit cards in the beginning, but he found out that he alleged that the victim in this case had been having sexual relationships with his wife. He states that he was on drugs and was out of control at the time, and he saw no end to it. However, he felt like he needed some time in prison, and he felt like that he has changed things around since the time he's been incarcerated. In the sentence that he got, he had 4 of those counts that was dismissed from the plea agreement. There was a reduction in the plea agreement and what he had. He received, in one of the cases, he received the presumptive of what he would have actually received, which was the 4.5, and the 6.5 was a little bit over the presumptive. He could have received a total of 7 years for that case. After reviewing the file, I don't find that the sentence imposed on him was presumptive. Therefore, I make the motion that Mr. Cochran not be passed on to phase two.
Agree.
And this will conclude the hearing, sir?
Yes, that will conclude the hearing.